up, he would open up the entire mission work in China, and every missionary society around the world will be copying him. You notice the China Inland Mission, then Africa Inland Mission, Sudan Interior Mission, Sudan Inland Mission. All these, they're all copying Hudson Taylor. He had no idea as a 17-year-old teenager that he would open up the entire world. And my point is, I'm trying to make one point, I believe that's where you are. I don't think this history you've been through for the last 20 years, I don't even think that's your ministry. That's the preparation. I don't think it's even begun yet. There's something out there which is so great for this church. But then the second thing I want to say is this. Do you know, have you ever noticed, there's no such thing in the Bible as a volunteer? Isn't that true? Nobody ever volunteers for anything in the Bible. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, you may say, well, yeah, I want to be a missionary in interior Sudan and have angels visiting me. But in the Bible, nobody ever volunteers. Even Jesus didn't volunteer. The Bible says he did not take the glory upon himself, but it was said to him, you are a high priest forever. Even Jesus didn't volunteer. The nearest I know to a volunteer in the Bible is Isaiah. And remember what Isaiah said? He said, Lord, here am I. He didn't say, Lord, here am I, I'll go. He didn't say that. He said, Lord, here am I, send me. Send me. There has to be this sending. You can't volunteer. I think many people in South Africa at the moment want to volunteer. Might be something to do with the country. You know, if you're really in trouble in the country, you volunteer to be a missionary in New York or somewhere. I think there are many volunteers in China at the moment, in South Africa at the moment. It's not volunteers that God wants. It's somebody who will say, well, Lord, we're here, and we want to go, and we believe that we ought to go, but we're not going to go just yet. Send me. Send me. And I believe that too is where you are as a fellowship. I can see that you're eager to reach nations and do new things. But you can't just say, I'll go. You have to say, send me. There has to be this confirmation, this sending. Sometimes you stay where you are and do nothing. Remember Paul went visiting the churches and he got stuck at a certain place. He wanted to go there, the Lord forbade him. He wanted to go there, the Lord forbade him. He didn't want to go back, the Lord forbade him. He didn't want to give up, go home. And in front of him was the sea. He couldn't go any further forward. What do you do when you can't go north and you can't go south and you can't go east and you can't go west? You stay where you are. And you ask God to show you the way. That night, a vision came to Paul. And it was something he hadn't even dreamed of. Cross over into Macedonia. It was 200 miles away over an ocean. Cross over into Macedonia and help us. Yet that hadn't crossed his mind. As he just stood there waiting, God had something which had never crossed his mind. And all of his previous life was a training for that day. He would step into Philo. And then there, when he got there, just a few ladies praying by a river. But all of his life was preparing for that day. And I believe that's where you are. You've been in new frontiers. You've done this. Craig's pioneer things in Cape Town. And you think, well, what a great ministry we've had. I'm not so sure. I'm thinking it's only the preparation. And you're at the point where you ought to be saying, well, Lord, here am I. Now, Lord, I don't know where to go next. Please send me. But then the third thing that Jenny has said, I'm just trying to apply her teaching today. That it has to begin with this seeking of the Lord in prayer. It has to begin with this vision of the glory. Haven't you noticed in the Bible, every call begins with a vision of the glory of God. Isaiah sees the glory of God. Ezekiel falls flat upon his face as though he was dead, never says a word, and under the shining of the glory of God. Peter says, Lord, Lord, depart from me, I'm a wicked man. Moses says, no, Lord, no, Lord, I don't know enough, I'm not experienced, I don't go. Please send somebody else. They all begin with this vision of the glory of God. I have a little book at home. Jenny's been talking about the shining faces. I have a little book at home by some little guy, slim little book, entitled I Met a Man with a Shining Face. It's the title of the book. It's the story of a man, Henry Jessop, who was sitting on a platform one day. And as he was sitting upon the platform, he saw this man with his face shining, his face just shining with a kind of glory upon it. And suddenly the man turned to him and said, young man, he's feeling very proud of himself on this platform of famous preachers. He turned to the young man and said, young man, have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire? The young man replied, no, I don't think I have. But if it's what makes your face shine, I want it. I met a man with a shining face. But you know my great desire. I'll tell you my great desire. My great desire is to see a church with a shining face. A church shining with the glory of God. It won't come by programs. It won't come by theological degrees. It won't come by volunteering. It won't come by great efforts and endeavors. It will come when God, as it were, responds to our hunger and steps into our lives, and our face begins to shine, and even our church begins to shine. People all over the place get to hear about it. Love, the greatest mark of it is love. Everybody gets to hear. Have you heard about those people? How much they love one another. All people get to know that we are God's disciples. Why? Because of this love. And I believe that, I mustn't preach another sermon, but I believe that that's where you are. I believe it's a new stage. I believe you mustn't go too quickly. You stay where you are and say, Lord, we want to go, but please send us. And I believe it will begin with the shining faces of the glory of God. And that may take time. It took time for Moses to get to the point where he was saying, Lord, show me your glory. It didn't begin there. It may take time. But the call of God upon us, I believe, is this hunger for God. And who knows how God may lead. It has to be marked by realism. We're not just doing a charismatic prayer meeting. We all know how to do a prayer meeting. I don't mean that. I mean where there's a kind of hunger for the Lord, and you're real, and you tell the truth when you're dealing with God, and you plead, and you admit things that are not quite right, and you cry upon God, and you call upon him to give you that vision of where the angels are singing holy, 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 and the whole earth is full of God's glory, and you see things you haven't seen, and you see things about yourself, it shatters you. Oh, what have I done? I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm not the only one. The entire nation has got unclean lips. And God comes and he touches you at that very point and says, it's all right, I've taken away your sin. And you say, well, Lord, here am I. Now, please, that's what happened to me. Let me take it everywhere. Please, here am I. Please, send me. I believe that's where you are as a fellowship, and this little picture Jenny's put to you is God's word for you at this particular time. So we must pray. I still think we ought to do some more praying. Before I pray, I still think that we ought to do some more praying. I don't think we finished praying yet. Let's just pray that God, maybe the starting point is that God will put that hunger upon us. That God will put that hunger upon us to want to know his presence, to want to see his glory, to be willing to be shaken and shattered and say, I'm undone, as Isaiah did. Let's just come and continue a bit more in prayer, and then maybe in a little while we'll close. Let's just come to the Lord and continue to pray. Father, just put the spirit of prayer upon us. Many people just praying, lifting up our voices, seeking God, asking him to put this hunger upon us. Lord, come and do it now, we pray. I pray that you'll give us that spirit of prayer. Put that prayer hunger upon us, Lord, that we may desire your glory, that we may be at the point where we say, Lord, here am I. Please send for the work of your kingdom here in this country. Lord, we've just seen a little bit in these last couple of days. We've seen a little bit of how real your kingdom is, how real your glory is, how great it is that you are the living God, that you're the God who steps into our situation, steps in our lives, plans things and prepares things for us, even decades before we know anything about it. Lord, we thank you that you are the head of the church. We're so glad that we're not the head of the church. We're so glad that you're not having to follow us. We're so glad it's not our little schemes and programs. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we are so glad that he's the King of the church, the Lord of glory, the head of what's going on in this world, and all these nations and politicians think they're in control. Lord, we know that you are the one who's in control. We know that you're spreading your glory upon the earth, that the earth will be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Lord, I'm praying this morning that even we here in this place, may fit in with what you're doing. Lord, we just want to say to you this morning, here we are, please send us. Lord, here am I, please send me. Lord, we give you permission to surprise us. We give you permission, Lord, to do things that we had not expected. We just want to be in your will. We just want to see what you are doing, and we want to flow with you. Lord, we've got our schemes like Nathan the prophet, and I'm glad, Lord, that you let us think for ourselves. But in the end, it has to be you. It has to be your plans. We give you permission to overrule us. We give you permission to close down our ideas and open up something new. But please, Lord, what we want more than anything is your presence. Please, Lord, give us your presence. Please, Lord, show us your glory as individuals, as a church, as leaders, some of us, and even as a nation. Please, may this nation see your glory. These politicians, Lord, they think they know where they're going, but they're not the head, they're not the king, you are. And maybe you've got plans for our nation that's more than anybody's ever dreamed of. Lord, please reveal your glory. I pray, Lord, that you'll come down again upon this land, as you've done in days gone by. We think of Andrew Murray and Kwasiza Bantu and these times when you've come down upon our land and you've surprised us and done things that we didn't even know about or dream of. Lord, please do it again. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the nations might flow at your presence, that the fire may burn, that the water may be made to boil. Oh, that you would come down. Please, Lord, we ask you, please don't pass us by. Please, may we be part of it. May we be in it. May we share a little bit of the blessings. Prepare us. Work in our lives. Here we are. Please send us. But we put ourselves in your hands. We submit ourselves to you. We pray for this nation. We pray for this church. We pray for ourselves. Please have your hand upon each one of us. Surprise us. Do new things in our lives. Shape us, mold us. We ask you, Lord, to be tender and merciful to us. We get scared of sometimes when you shake us. We just ask you, treat us in mercy. In wrath, remember mercy. Please be nice to us and sweet to us, because we're scared when you put out your mighty hand to shake us. Please, Lord, be tender to us, but take us the way we need to go. Show us the things we need to know. Let things that ought to drop off of our lives, may they drop off. Things that are new developments, things that we've not thought of before, may they come into our lives. But please, Lord, lead us. Be the king of your church here in this congregation, with the elders, with Craig, with everybody. Be the king of the church here in this place, and take this fellowship with your mighty outstretched arm. Take this church the way it should be going. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.